This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of David Gonzalez. Date of birth is June the 8th, 1974. Case ID number is 3416054. Date of exam, August the 25th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Menjivar, dated 1/24/22. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old single male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of myocardial infarction / congestive heart failure and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as an electrician and in electronics for 40 years. During that time, he worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his father in a mobile home, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, myocardial infarction / congestive heart failure. Number two, hypertension. History of allegations, myocardial infarction / congestive heart failure. The claimant states that in October of 2021, he presented himself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 1 week, secondary to having a myocardial infarction. The claimant states that he went on to have a defibrillator placed in his right upper chest. He states the character of the pain was a tight pressure pain located in the mid-chest area, which would radiate to both arms. He states the pain would last for approximately 2 hours, and it was a pain that he had every day. The claimant also states that the pain was precipitated by any kind of exertion, but not with rest or any kind of food intake. He states it is relieved by taking one nitroglycerin tablet sublingually, and by resting and sometimes taking antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, and the use of cocaine. He denies any history of diabetes mellitus, smoking, or high cholesterol. The claimant does have a history of peptic ulcer disease and gastritis, but denies any history of hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He was diagnosed with mild congestive heart failure and does have orpnea, where he has to sleep with two pillows at night. He denies any pedal edema. He was diagnosed with left ventricular systolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure, cardiomegaly, with moderate mitral regurgitation and mild pulmonary hypertension. The claimant does have a left ventricular ejection fraction of 15 to 20%, which is very poor. His physician and cardiologist is Dr. Almeida. His condition at this time is not stable, secondary to the claimant using cocaine and his blood pressure being very high. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1990, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches that he had been having approximately 3 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as cerebrovascular accident, but does believe that he had a myocardial infarction. He also denies any nephropathy at this time. The claimant presented to my office with a blood pressure of 186/135 mmHg. He hadn't taken his medications for the day, but did take them prior to seeing me. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for his heart and high blood pressure, which include metoprolol, succinic, 50 milligrams QD, and Entresto, 24 milligrams/26 milligrams BID, furosemide, 40 milligrams QD, and hydralazine, 10 milligrams QID. The claimant was told of his high blood pressure and to have a follow-up with his family doctor as soon as he can. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking around the house. He does not go to the grocery store or sleep during the day. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He's unable to use a broom at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he did not bring to this office visit. His medications include only aspirin, QD for pain, which he states does give him some relief. The claimant does do minimal physical activity secondary to not feeling well. Family history. The father is 79 and has problems with his prostate and hypertension. The mother is 78 years old and has congestive heart failure, myocardial infarction, and brain damage at this time. Medications. Metoprolol, succinic, 50 milligrams QD, Entresto, 24 milligrams/26 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, furosemide, 40 milligrams QD, hydralazine, 10 milligrams QID, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Acute systolic heart failure, comma, hypokalemia, comma, acute kidney injury resolved, comma, history of cocaine abuse, comma, hypertension, comma, left ventricular cardiomyopathy with an ejection fracture of 15% to 20%, comma, mitral regurgitation, comma, mild pulmonary hypertension, comma, congestive heart failure, comma. Moderate mitral regurg and pulmonary hypertension. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2017, and a defibrillator placed on his left upper chest area on October 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 cigarettes per day for 4 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 3 to 4 beers per week and has done so for 12 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant uses marijuana and cocaine for 25 years. The last time he's used cocaine was 2 weeks ago on August 14, 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight 190 pounds. Height 5 feet 2 and a fourth inch tall. BP 186 over 135 mmHg. Heart rate 73 beats per minute. Respiration 15 respirations per minute. BMI 35. General, this is a 48-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in a state of some anxiety and mild acute distress secondary to high blood pressure. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to after a cardiovascular after the last sentence? The claimant has a right upper quadrant chest incisional scar of 7 centimeters where a defibrillator was placed. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft and tender in the right upper quadrant, but not distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to heart failure, most likely coming from cocaine abuse. Probable diagnoses. Number one, questionable myocardial infarction / congestive heart failure with left ventricular systolic dysfunction and cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 15% to 20%. The claimant also has a moderate mitral regurgitation and mild pulmonary hypertension. The claimant is not stable at this time. His blood pressure was extremely high, and he appears to still be using cocaine at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. Confirmed with physical examination, being treated with multiple medications. However, the claimant sometimes does not like to take his medications because he states he feels weak when he does take the medication. His condition does not appear to be stable at this time. This is the dictation for a claimant by the name of David Gonzalez.